There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ms. Horn and Mr. Kessler, Mr. Stefan here overviewing things that are on people's minds today, things that stand out in your mind. We're going to revisit the American Sniper movie and the discussion, which is prevalent, a lot of social media discussion of PTSD and that sort of thing brought about as a result of the movie and the book and the continuing conversation about how badly our VA operates. That's coming up in a few moments. In the meantime, Jeb Bush, a couple of political stories here. Mr. Bush trying to put some distance between himself and his brother before he declares for president. He says, quote, "I am my own man unless you're talking to my mother."
Yeah.
Mom says it's okay for me to run, so I guess it's all right. He's trying to differentiate himself from George Bush's strategy. Answer the key question facing his campaign. Can a third man with the name Bush win the presidency in a nation exhausted by war and suspicions of dynasties? Hillary Clinton, another White House hopeful, could face the same question. However, knowing the that's the best way of putting it, the attitude of the American voter when it comes to name recognition, that's how people vote for you. They don't know about the issues. They don't know from nothing. They know Bush's name. They know Clinton's name. Yep, okay, let's vote for one of them. They don't know who, what's-his-face is from Wisconsin, Scott Walker. They don't know who he is. They don't know him.
Look, you didn't even know him. Like,
that's
you know,
not true.
What's his name?
And most don't care.
Yeah, they don't. Wait,
that's true. They look for whoever they know or whoever the TV tells them to vote for. You know, I think that having a Bush run makes me, I don't know, I just, people are going to vote for him because you said, like, his name, and I don't know if he's the best candidate, and how many Bush-Clinton elections do we need
I think that's the question everybody's asking.
Same old, frankly.
Yep, it is. Now the story of Kate Brown, who is not the same old. She became Oregon's governor yesterday. You'll remember that we talked, perhaps some of you heard me discussing the fact that she's a bisexual and the first openly bisexual governor in our country. Things are loosening up. Political mores, ethical mores and standards up in smoke. So say some people anyway. I don't think it makes any difference. It doesn't make any difference to me anyway. What I find interesting is that she made a pledge yesterday when she was sworn in not to accept money from outside sources and to ensure anybody who pays her family and staff does not have any business before the state of Oregon. Obviously, she wants to run for re-election now that she's actually in the job, so she's trying to clean things up. She took the oath of office in a short ceremony, state capitol building yesterday. She was formerly Secretary of State. She replaced governor. Now, yesterday I got some email from people telling me how to pronounce the former governor's name, John Kitzhaber. I believe that's how I was told to pronounce it. If I wasn't,
that's a tough name.
You'll be sure I'll get another
you'll
email.
Hear about it.
Kitzhaber, longest serving chief executive before his fall from grace, ethics scandal. And that's why she said what she did, because his office and him are under fire for contributions from pretty much anybody and everybody they could grab the dough from. So anyway, the former governor, one of his final acts, commuted the prison sentences of a young inmate who's serving a 12-year sentence for attempted murder and other charges. Yeah, in relationship to that, there's a story floating around today, excuse me, about a former federal judge who was interviewed by somebody from ABC, I think. This judge sent an inmate named Weldon Angelos, who was 24 years old, sent him to jail for 55 years for selling marijuana. He is one of the hundreds of thousands of federal prisoners serving time, decades-long sentences, for nonviolent crimes like this. This is an outrage. This is a damnable offense to this country and to these people. Not that I support using marijuana, but for God's sakes, sending somebody to jail for 55 years, what kind of a moronic a-hole does that? This guy, remember the mandatory minimum sentencing laws that were created in the 80s? During the war on drugs that didn't work, hasn't worked, won't work. So this guy, they can't seem to do anything about his being in jail for 55 years. I don't know. I find this offensive.
55 years is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's a really weird fine line. We just passed in California a new proposition that let out lesser charged criminals because we have so much jail population here. And so they let people out that mostly drug offenders, like you're talking about, nonviolent criminals who just, you know, had short sentences to serve anyway, maybe a year or two, they let them out. And now the crime rates have been ticking up slowly but surely.
Well,
and so they're looking
so
to see if there's
jail
a correlation between that.
Yeah. The people that are in jail, we have more people in jail here in California and in the country who are serving crime for crimes like this. This is asinine. This is an offensive use of the American taxpayers' money to pay for these people being in jail because of stupid backward laws. Again, it has nothing to do with what I think about the use of marijuana and the fact that it's illegal so many places, and it's been we have people that are murdering other people. They go to jail for 8 years. And that's it. And these people go to jail for 55? What's wrong with this picture? Something to be thinking about one way or another. Comments, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. So Kevin Rose is going to join us in a moment. He's a craniosacral therapist, and thus we'll talk about the post-traumatic stress disorder as it applies to many. You know that this is a thing with me. I find the whole way that this is being handled offensive. And so we ought to dig around to find out exactly what goes on from somebody who's a specialist in brain work. So that's coming up next year on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Kevin Rose joins us here on Good Day, a licensed therapist, diplomat certified in craniosacral therapy. He works with human beings. He's worked with animals, involved in training programs, participated in a lot of different work with animals and with humans when it comes to the approach of the debilitating effects of stress and pain that comes, you know, whether, again, when a human gets into a situation with a wild animal confronting him, lions, bears, that sort of thing, he is involved in treating the stress. But also, there's a connection, this is a different kind of traumatic stress disorder. Kevin, how do we connect what you've studied with the animals to what's going on with humans?
Good morning, Doug. How are you this morning?
I'm all right, thanks. Tell me what you're doing to connect these two dots.
Well, the catalyst, the program that I develop, we use sensory awareness exercises that help people quickly shift from chaos to calm, with a caveat, and that's being eye to eye with a tiger, cougar, leopards, bears, and other animals. We bring people and animals together to teach grounding, focus, overall stress reduction, and peace. If you think about it, we constantly use the five senses throughout the day to take in information about our surrounding environment. And when we're involved in an intense situation, the five senses are heightened as the fight or flight response from the sympathetic nervous system is activated. The fight or flight response is a survival mechanism that activates body responses and keeps us safe, like rapid heartbeat, heavy breathing, feeling anxious. The challenge is that we tend to remain in that fight or flight response well after the threat has passed. And if the intense situations keep happening, we become conditioned over and over to remain in that heightened state. So here's an example. If I asked you if you could remember what you had for lunch on Thursday 3 weeks ago, you would probably say no. But if I asked you to bring up some negative event that happened many years ago, you can probably remember often vividly really clear details. And the reason for that is because there is a charge to the negative event, but not on the lunch 3 weeks ago. So the simple techniques that I share to help remove the charge from the challenging event, when we remove the charge by grounding it with the senses, the five senses, the event doesn't necessarily just appear from our memories, but the sting attached to the event can diminish significantly. So animals rely on their senses to survive, and they're always present in the moment. If I introduce a person experiencing stress into their area, the animal reacts to that stress. If I calm the person internally using the senses, the animal responds and calms as well. So, like domestic animals like dogs and horses are used in therapeutic settings all the time to help people recognize their rising stress level so they can do something about it. When you come face to face with a tiger and watch that magnificent being react to your stress and calming, it brings a level of wonder that is not experienced with domestic animals. And there's a level of peace and awe in the experience because we're usually not afforded the opportunity to be so close to these creatures. And it's within that level of peace and awe and sensory attunement that the charge of stress is neutralized.
Hmm.
So animals tune into their environment using all their senses, and the catalyst experience teaches you to tune into your environment in the same way. When you use all your senses with intention, you can tune into your environment, react when you need to, and then truly let the stress go. The experience is really powerful, it's unique, and it's changing lives.
Isn't that interesting? I never would have thought when I looked at this that that's where you're going. This is a service free to returning veterans to ease their transition home. They find out more about it at CatalystRefuge.com, right? CatalystRefuge.com. Kevin Rose, sounds like good work you're doing there. Thank you. CatalystRefuge.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Recognize. I did. This is a bubblegum group, British group, song called Beach Baby. You know who the group is? 888-302-3684 to identify the group and become qualified for a trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs that we'll be giving away next month. So if you want to grab a slot in that list and become eligible, like the woman who won the last trip from us, help yourself to 888-302-3684. All right, Kara, the way this works is
it's me.
So whatever.
You don't have to issue training.
Anyway, the song was a big hit during this week in 1974. Let's see here. They were studio musicians. Group was a creation of John Carter, who was a singer and a songwriter. Song written by Carter and his wife, Jill Shakespeare. Ah, yes, I remember her. She's the daughter, right? You think this may be great-granddaughter?
Or of the real Shakespeare?
Maybe not. Ah, but he didn't really write all those stories, so maybe she didn't write this music. Beach Baby!
Oh, he did write all that stuff. Come on. Yeah.
Lead singers were John Carter, Tony Burrows. What do we know about Tony Burrows, Kenny? He's everywhere.
He wrote the song.
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't write the song. But you remember who Tony Burrows is? You may not. I thought you might have remembered. He's been the most prolific studio musician probably in the history of rock music. He was Edison Lighthouse, the Archies. Name any of the one-hit wonder songs that have been that were created in the early to mid-70s, even in the late 70s, and he was the voice. He took different names because of studio ability. He put tons of those. Richie, you're probably already going to try to debunk my story.
Yeah, I will in a second. Yeah.
No, you won't, because Burroughs has been very popular.
No, I remember one of those guys was the guy.
Burroughs. Anyway, there's a Turing group that was formed around this group. Nobody in the Turing group was actually on this recording. They tried a number of times to follow up on this hit, but the group didn't make it, so they disbanded a couple of years after the song was a hit. Scattered. One of them opened a restaurant. Several continued as session singers. Burroughs is one of those, and others just left the music business. Never a follow-up to this, but they all agreed they had a wonderful time recording this song. This is one of those bubblegum tunes that they did in a couple of takes, just playing around in the studio, and look at how wonderfully it sounded. So what's the name of this group? 888-302-3684. All right, I got my things working here, Richie. Let's see here. Joseph is in Palm Springs. Hi, Joseph. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you very much. What gets you up at this hour of the morning?
Well, I'm just an early bird. I was thinking about Bill Clinton's Orgy Gate, Orgy Island.
Really? That hasn't got much to do with his song. You can
no,
tell
but it's
that
fun
one.
To think about, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
about it.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I wasn't, as a matter of fact. I was thinking that we ought to get a name for the group in this song. What's the name of the group?
It's First Class.
First Class, the name of the group. Richie, what did you find out about Tony Burroughs?
I haven't gone to see him yet, Doug.
Oh, really?
But I recollection is that you are right on him. Because
I remember
you talking about him before and me looking it up to debunk you then, and I was wrong, and you were right.
All right, well, that's a good way for us to start off this morning. Anyway, combination of things bring it around to me being right for a change. All right, so First Class, trip to the Broadmoor Resort in the offing here, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The importance of socializing your pet. So often, the calls I get on the Pet Show are about dogs and cats that are not particularly happy when people come over. It's not that they don't want to be around people. It's that they have a fear of people or they've never been exposed to people. When asked, people say to me, Warren, what's the first thing I need to teach my new dog or my new cat? Training is critical. Education is important for both dogs and cats. But even more important than education is socializing. When your dogs and cats feel like part of the family, when people or family members come over and your dogs and cats come out and want to hang out and play with them, that's a dog or cat that's been well socialized. So training is important, sure. Teach them to sit, teach them to come when called, teach them to heel, teach them to walk properly, but make sure you spend plenty of time socializing your pets around things they'll be seeing every day, like other animals and other people. It'll make all the difference in the world for your relationship. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hunting for a used vehicle you can trust? All Honda certified pre-owned vehicles are backed by an outstanding Honda limited warranty that provides coverage of engine and transmission components for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. They're even KBB.com's most trusted brand for 3 years running. We think that's pretty trustworthy. Find the right vehicle for you at HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Start something special with Honda certified pre-owned vehicles.
Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and a No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Doug Steffen Good Day programs Thursday the 19th of February, and Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We have Jennifer Horn, who's in control, in charge of her own life. Kenny is in charge
most of
his
of
life.
Time.
Most of the time.
And I'd like to think that for the most part, I'm in charge of my life.
Sometimes we hand over the keys, Dougie, you know.
Yeah, right. I got an email from somebody, actually from a husband and wife team, John and Jane, who are concerned
John,
about
Jane.
they're concerned about the approach that I'm taking when it comes to the terror fight and the people who are, in some people's minds, perverting religion. This is a particular religious fight that involves several different religions, it would appear, or all of the major religions, because it seems the terrorists are against any religion that isn't their own. And so they sent me a couple of things for me to relay to you. One of them, and I think these people are probably pretty religious. I have a lot of people that listen to this program on stations that cater to pretty religious, strongly motivated folks. Sometimes they get upset with my ideas on religion, but I appreciate the fact that they're tolerant because we all have different points of view and they're all to be respected. I think everybody's point of view, no matter what, is to be respected as long as everybody has sort of a fair shot at it. And I've been guilty over the years of sometimes not giving people a fair shot. Richie and I have had these conversations on the air and off the air.
I was just listening to you on the way in and you had some polite words for people who you disagreed with.
Well, I don't remember what they specifically were. Who knows?
The marijuana guys.
Oh, I think that they're imbeciles. No, I think that people who... I am very strongly motivated to express myself there, as are you, if you care to. 888-302-3684 or the focus can be on the email to Rich or Ken or Jennifer and Doug at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What do we do to try to respect people's points of view, even if they are not our own? And whether the president was saying that yesterday about the Islamic religion, suggesting that we're not having a fight with them, but to the perverts of that religion. These people said that this is the time and the place, these people that sent me the email, to begin to improve the world. We have to examine what's in our hearts, in our heads, and what's on our hands. Are we trying to force something on these people? The question has come about for many years about what acts created the vacuum to which the ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other folks have stood up to the plate and filled the vacuum. Whenever there's a vacuum, it's going to get filled. That's a universal law. So what is it that we are doing that isn't allowing goodness to prevail but negativity to prevail? I think that's a great question, frankly. Imposing your beliefs on people doesn't bring you peace. That's for the members of ISIS or others. There are people in this country who are not Muslims who want to impose their beliefs on everybody. And if you don't agree with them, then you have little standing with them. And so how is it that this country, which basically was built on having concern for others, respect for rights, freedoms, religion, that sort of thing, that's why people came here in the first place, because there was persecution, religious persecution, back in England, and people wanted to be themselves, so that's why they came here. And yet, we have a lot of people who just take this goodness, and they destroy it. And that's the basis for this fight that we're having that ruins the lives of so many people. So many are just interested in themselves, the people that run these big corporations that have created this mayhem in the Middle East over oil. The ideas ought to clash. The ideas ought to be discussed. But we need to come around to something that they wrote to me that I'm going to repeat. And it's not. This is not a religious program, for heaven's sake. Everybody knows that. But I do have a strong and abiding love for and understanding for infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it, God. So they wanted me to pass this along. God's love brings the nations of the world together in a bond of understanding. We move forward with a new vision of peace, justice, and universal good. That's what they think and say to themselves and to anybody who would listen. And I think that it certainly is worth a thought, isn't it? God's love brings the nations of the world together. This is what we should be thinking. It's not what's real. But if we were to practice this, would it be enough for all of us to hold this thought? Bringing the nations of the world together in a bond of understanding. We have no understanding. And in America, we have only 29% of our country has passports. So we don't go in the main to other countries to see or understand. We think we do because we read the news. Well, we hear the news, and it discusses what's going on in other countries, so therefore, we know all about them. I'll tell you, I've been very fortunate in my life to be able to travel a lot around the world, and we don't know anything about what the rest of the world is thinking. They're very interested and curious about us, much more so than we are about them. There's a certain arrogance that goes with that that creates trouble, because arrogance and ignorance together always creates trouble. Look at these ISIS people and Al-Qaeda. They're arrogant and they're ignorant. They think they know it all, and they don't really know squat. But they know how to kill people. They know how to scare people. But they don't know how to get along with people, and therefore they are doomed to destruction. But when we destroy them, what comes behind them? What will be the next group that comes and threatens our peace and tranquility and the ability for us to get a good night's sleep? We have weapons now being sold to the Libyans. They were on the don't sell. They were on an arms embargo list. And now they've gone to the Europeans to get arms to fight ISIS, because ISIS, they feel like they've got an open ear because ISIS is heading toward Europe. Libya Turkey, go across the isthmus there, and you're in Europe. Not a long trek. Meanwhile, we're doing nothing. Zero. Nada. So is it up to those of us who have thoughts, because thoughts are things, to take those thoughts and try to put them into a, do we have it in us to forgive these people? It's hard to do it when you see what they do. I've said, just kill them all. That's not very forgiving. Maybe they need to be forgiven in the next life. Most of us here on this program have said the same thing, haven't we? We've all agreed.
I have, yeah.
Yep. Jennifer has. I think Richie has. Kenny has. Yeah. Kill them. They're a blight.
Because when you have fundamental differences, you know, sadly with someone, it's very difficult to change that perspective. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And when you have someone who has such violence ingrained in their being, sometimes
it's
that's
hot from when they're 3-4 years old.
That's the only thing they understand is more violence.
There was a scene in The American Sniper. There are two scenes. One in which Chris Kyle kills a youngster who has a grenade that he's going to throw at the soldiers coming down the street in the tanks. I think it was a grenade. And then there's another scene later in the movie where a man who has a grenade launcher is about to aim it at more tanks coming up another street. And Kyle kills him, and then the boy goes over and picks up it's kind of like a bazooka, I guess. I don't know. One of those things that you hold in your arm. What do they call those things? Mortars?
Rocket propelled grenade,
whatever it is. And he tries to pick it up and aim it as the man who was killed did, and then he dropped it just before Kyle was going to kill him.
Yep.
And that gives you a sobering reality as to what really the heck is going on here.
The thing is,
none of it's good.
None of it's good. And I think, you know, if the message was, okay, have your beliefs, you can even have these beliefs and be extreme. Don't push them on other people. I think that the U.S. is at the point where we don't necessarily even want to push democracy anymore. We just don't want people to
Well, because we don't trust what they're going to vote for. The people, when we look what we have, what we did in Egypt, and now we don't have a leader there that's sympathetic to the United States, really.
Yeah.
And we don't like that. So we're the bullies. In a sense, we want everybody to think the way we do, and it doesn't work because we don't know what these people's priorities are. It's kind of like being in, we don't always know what our partners are all about. We don't know everything that they're thinking. It's important to be able to figure that out if you can. And that goes for business, personal relationships, family relationships, whatever. Important to be able to try to figure this out. See it from the other person's shoes, as it were. Walk a mile in their shoes. That's a great, who did that song? Walk a mile, is that, who did Walk a Mile in My Shoes? Kenny, you remember? No, that was a big country hit. Walk a Mile in My Shoes. Joe somebody or other.
Yeah, Joe somebody or other. Yeah.
All right.
The TV report.
The TV report's coming up in a minute. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So stand by, please. 17 before the hour, and good day.
I will.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Let Aldi help your family eat fresh, better-for-you meals without breaking the bank. Registered dietitian Elizabeth Ward has some tips.
The Aldi Advisory Council is a group of registered dietitians that believes shopping smarter at the grocery store makes it easier to put healthy meals on the table at home. At Aldi, you can stock up on affordable, high-quality, fresh produce, fresh cuts of meat, Simply Nature organic products, and Live G-free, gluten-free foods, all while saving up to 50% over other traditional grocers.
Eat healthy, easily, and conveniently.
Pack your pantry with essentials from Aldi like Live G-free gluten-free wraps, Fit and Active oven roasted turkey breast, and Simply Nature organic baby spinach for a fresh midday meal. You don't have to sacrifice great taste for healthy eats. With fresh ingredients, cooking at home can be easy, fun, and cost-friendly.
Find more healthy and delicious family-friendly recipes at Aldi.us. Savings based upon a price comparison of comparable products sold at leading national retail grocery stores.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 13 and a half for the hour. Jennifer Horn is here with our daily focus on TV. I noticed that a company called Startup Ray Enterprises has been demonstrating its super remote here in California this week, Jennifer, showing off the ability to control multiple entertainment boxes, TV remotes in essence, by tapping a screen. You don't have to have the...
the actual remote.
Right, yeah, right. Supposedly.
Cool.
Yeah, that looks like kind of an interesting... Yeah, just some new piece of technology.
Everybody's going to need.
Well, but you have to get up out of your chair in order to... It looks to me like you got to get up out of your chair to make this work.
Unless you use your iPad, perhaps.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Is that
there,
right?
There are apps that do that, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can put an app on your iPhone that you can use to
change
the channel?
I have Verizon Fios, and they have an app that you can download and control your box from anywhere. I can control it from here in the studio. I can change the channels.
Do you ever mess with your wife at home and be like, bam, bam?
I haven't,
like,
no.
Change the channels.
That'd be tons of
fun.
Fun.
I know.
All right.
Yeah, so I have an app for Roku on my phone.
Have you?
Do that.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
I'm impressed. Oscar poll today. Television will host the Oscars this weekend. And our poll question today asks you which movie you think will win the Academy Award for Best Picture. American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, Selma, Theory of Everything, or Whiplash. That's there because the television will be Sunday night pretty much loaded for, 3.5 hours with the Oscars?
Yeah,
is that about
easy.
How much time it takes? All right.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Jen?
All right, lots of TV news today. Lester Holt in the news. He has taken over for Brian Williams. Well, Brian's busy reporting on everything, no demand. His first report card as NBC's choice to fill in for Brian on the nightly news has found him maintaining the network's ratings lead. So that's really good news for Lester Holt because they might look to replace him if Brian doesn't come back.
Brian's
He's done really well. He averaged 9.43 million viewers last week.
How do you think that when the network says you're off for 6 months, and then they bring him back, and he has to start this stuff all over again? They're not going to do that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's done. He's finished.
Now, comedian Norm Macdonald went to Twitter this week and decided to share a long but fascinating account about the behind-the-scenes drama that preceded Saturday Night Live's 40th anniversary extravaganza. He talked about Eddie Murphy, who made a brief cameo on the NBC special.
Who did this, Jen? I'm sorry.
This was Norm Macdonald, who I loved. He used to do the news anchor desk.
Yeah.
He's done it. You know him.
Yeah.
He was approached. Eddie Murphy was approached to impersonate Bill Cosby in Celebrity Jeopardy, which is a skit that Will Ferrell hosted on the show, and a skit that Norm Macdonald wrote and originally created for the show. But Eddie Murphy turned down the offer the night before the telecast. Nice, right?
Yeah.
So Kenan Thompson eventually played Bill Cosby in the sketch, which also featured Will Ferrell, Norm Macdonald as Burt Reynolds, Daryl Hammond as Sean Connery, and Kate McKinnon as Justin Bieber. Among many other things, this show was to be the return of Eddie Murphy. He went on to talk about Eddie Murphy, and he praised him on Twitter, talking about his immeasurable contribution to the NBC series in the early 80s, when the ratings were down and SNL was nearly canceled, he said, quote, Eddie, the man who in Lauren's absence kept the show alive single-handedly, every Saturday night at 11:30, Eddie Murphy, a kid, would fill 90 minutes with comedy. Impossible. That was his quote on Twitter. So he kind of calls him out for dropping out at the last minute, but then he goes on to really talk about what a contribution Eddie had.
Just decided to walk away from being funny.
Yeah.
When
you have this opportunity.
To do it anymore.
Yeah, in front of everybody.
There's something else going on. All right, yeah. Jen, good job. Thank you. We know what's going on mostly in the world of TV now. Good stories. 51 After on Good Day.
Polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tom Kreitler is on assignment, so we won't visit with him in the money pit. But I'm going to extend the television report because there are some very thought-provoking items that come out of the mind and mouth of Wendy Williams, and you hear me talking about her with some regularity because I respect how she handles mostly the audience members' questions. I think that's the best part of her program. Mm-hmm. They're always stimulating questions, and her answers are well thought out. So we'll have
her
a couple.
Advice is good.
Yeah, it
I
is
like
good.
It.
It's quite practical. So we'll have a touch of reality here in a moment, or at least her reality, a couple of different examples of advice that you may find helpful yourself here on Good Day.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-913-4980. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive. And everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-913-4980. 800-913-4980. 800-913-4980.
Just pay shipping and handling.
All right, so I've talked about Wendy Williams and her quotient for advice. Here, she answers an audience member's question about harassment on the job.
I have a coworker, a female coworker, that keeps making passes at me. I have a sister that works with us, and my sister even spoke to her and said, chill. But she's like, don't worry about us.
Chill? Harassment is harassment, whether it's coming from a man or a woman. Yes. If this was a man hitting on you, would you go to HR or at least confront him at the copy machine?
I've tried confronting her, and it's just like...
She's aggressive, huh?
Yes, very, very aggressive.
Okay,
very.
Well, you need to be more aggressive and less cute when you deliver to her.
Huh.
Wow.
All right. What do we think of that?
She's dead on.
Right on. All right, here's another answer to a question about trusting again after one gets divorced.
Well, I was married for 28 years, okay. And I caught my husband with another woman.
Okay.
Like, literally, it blindsided me. I'm having a hard time getting back in the dating world because I don't have that trust. So how would I go about doing that and find myself a really nice guy?
So you're divorced?
Yes.
I mean, things happen to people all the time.
That's happened for a reason.
And, I guess the best way to get out there is just get out there. You know, there's really no advice that I can give you for that. Just get out there. It's like when you fall off a horse, that old saying, don't stay on the ground, get back up and get going.
Okay.
The longer you stay on the ground, the more fearful you'll be of ever riding a horse again.
Hmm.
That kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see if she does better with this one. We'll try one more, Richie.
So I've been married for 9 years, mm-hmm. and I recently lost my engagement ring. So I want my husband to replace it. However, he doesn't feel that we should replace it because we have a lot of debt. So he feels we should put the money towards our debt. I want to know if I'm being a spoiled brat because
yes.
I want my engagement ring.
Yes.
Your husband already said that you have financial issues. It's more important to pay your bills than it is for you to wear a ring that you were irresponsible before and lost anyway.
Yeah.
However, you guys can make it a long-range goal, like maybe for your 15th wedding anniversary. Make it a long-range goal.
How about our 10th? It's coming up.
As long as all your bills are paid off and you have a little something in your savings.
Yeah, right.
All right. Good for
all
her.
Right, so she
got
2 out of 3.
Smart advice. Yep.
2 out of 3?
2 out of 3, for sure.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Yes. All right. So that takes care of, we've had a lot of
and
it.
And have you seen the price of diamonds lately?
No.
Holy moly.
Try to stay away from
it. They've
gone
nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to replace the ring.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why do women place so much value on that stuff anyway?
I don't care. Oh, I want a diamond. But if I lost it.
59 after the hour on Good Day.
Back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.